Form.
Ben Maller. The Ben Maller Show.
I'm sorry, we're on the air right now.
Fox Sports, evenings and weekends when we're not playing games on WEOL.
What's a great cure for the dog days of summer? A little drama, at least the good kind. Join the Lorraine Public Library System's main library and the Columbia branch for their teen drama clubs. They're always looking for new members to explore dramatic techniques and learn about important theatrical performances.
This is Bull's Eye on Weather on AM 930. Overnight, fair, which is pretty good. Low near 63. Tuesday, some clouds, a few anyway. High of 83.
No clouds now, blue skies, it's 82.
It's Bull's Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
Minutes away from 4 o'clock, it's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas with you, and we'll be with you all the way up until 6:37 this evening. Indians pregame show will get underway at 6:37 and take you right up till 7 o'clock. Tribe and the Boston Red Sox having added at Fenway Park a little bit later on this evening. Red Sox, a new addition to their bullpen. And though it's not official just yet, apparently the Indians have an addition to theirs. We'll get into that a little bit later on. But right now, we've got Mike Mochin on the phone with us right now with the aluminum cans for burned children. Mike, how are you?
Good. How are you, Andy?
Very good.
Or should I say the bull?
You know what? I answer to both. I've answered to a heck of a lot worse, that's for sure. But we appreciate you joining us. I know you guys have that golf outing coming up at Red Tail tomorrow in Avon. We'll talk about that in just a minute. But for those that don't know, what is Aluminum Cans for Burned Children? Who do you guys serve, and how long have you been around?
Well, we started a bunch of guys, firemen, back in about 1984, put together a program called Aluminum Cans for Burned Children. You brought your aluminum cans to the fire station. The fire station then, in return, recycled the cans. So we were recycling well before everybody else was, even thought about it. So we were a leader there. I like to say that. But anyhow, we put together a program, and then it went into fire safety to help educate so kids don't get burned. We also started a fire safety trailer that most of the listeners, their kids, if they were in third or fourth grade, have gone through the smoke trailers at the schools. We provide those. Then we also partnered in all these kids that we have a burn camp, a summer and a winter burn camp, and that is run through Metro Health Hospital. All the kids that go through the burn unit then are able to go to the burn camp, which actually we have burn camp coming up beginning this Friday. So it's going to be a busy week for us.
Mike, so go ahead.
That's just a quick rundown of some of the things we do. We also supply scholarships for the kids as they get older. You know, as soon as they turn high school, we don't just say, well, you're done. We did our job because, some of these burn survivors, they have a hard time. They're from the inner city. We want to keep them out of jails. We want to keep them out of gangs, that kind of stuff. So we actually go, beyond just a pediatric.
Mike, you mentioned the camp there. What are some of the things these kids get the opportunity to do at a camp like that?
Oh, boy. We always try to give them an experience that they've never had. Our campers range from about five years old to supposed to be, 17. But as I said before, they're getting older and staying, and they're actually becoming counselors now to the younger kids that are coming into camp. Some of the things, we take them to the captain's game. We've taken them to hockey games. Taken them at different places. I'm trying to think of what else we've done. We do a lot of swimming, horseback riding, fishing, ice skating. Always looking for something to do with the kids to give them an experience that they've never, had before. So. And then, crafts, we do, bonding one-on-one time, with the kids. The kids are really tight. They're a type tight group of kids, and they really, you know, they hang around, especially with social media now. You know, they're all together. They see each other on a regular basis. So it's a great support group that we have with these kids, and then bring them all together and, you know, cook. And, you know, the fire departments come out and cook dinners for them, lunch, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So it's a pretty active camp.
We're talking with Mike Mochin of the Aluminum Cans for Burn Children Association. And, boy, Mike, you guys do a lot of interesting things. Over the last 30 years, and I think it's crazy to think it's been around that long, but 30 years, you mentioned you guys were really one of the first ones on the scene when it came to recycling. You guys do so many different things, from the scholarships to the camps to the golf outing. Can you talk about how this whole organization has evolved over the last three decades?
You know, I've been involved with 20 years, so I'm not quite on ground floor, but I've actually been around. Actually, our camp counselor, Linda, who's we'll say is Mother Hen, who does a great job with these kids. She coordinates them all coming through Metro Health. But real quick, she's having her 25th camp this year, so we're doing kind of special. It's hopefully she isn't listening. I didn't tell her we were going to be on the air, but you know, we're having a surprise barbecue party, bringing a lot of the alumni back. So it's going to be a special time. But as far as getting back to it, how has it evolved? You know, it like I said, it originally started with, you know, some firemen around, you know, sitting in the fire stations, different fire stations, say, hey, we got to do something and help, you know, some of the burn kids. And that's how the John A. Gannon Burn Center started at Metro. You know, it was all kind of the firemen getting things together and moving in that direction. And Dr. Fradian, who pioneered a lot of the burn, you know, how to treat the kids. You know, if you listen to him, he's just amazing. And so we've moved to a lot of higher kids were getting burned back in the day, hot water burns, house fires. So we evolved with a lot of fire prevention. We don't really want to have a burn camp, but unfortunately, kids do get burned. So I think we've evolved that way. Our numbers are down as far as the kids coming to camp. You know, when I first started, we had about 55 kids in the camp. Now we're down to about 25, so we're doing our job.
Mike, let's talk about that golf outing tomorrow. You guys are going to be at Red Tail tomorrow for the big golf outing. What kinds of details do you have for us?
Oh my gosh, these guys, First Tee, they're actually a restoration company. They do a lot of the textile stuff for when people have natural disasters, just not fires, but most of the time fires. They're amazing people. We've been with them for 8 years. They donate a lot of the proceeds to ACBC, first class golf outing. If you're a golfer, it sells out every year. It's just unbelievable at Red Tail, with music and good dinner and drinks and everything and good golf. And they're just dynamite people to be with. And they do so much for us. So we really appreciate them.
You a golfer yourself, Mike?
Not a great golfer. I'm more of a fisherman. I fish almost every day, so I wish I did, but I do go out there and enjoy it. It's a beautiful course, and we have a lot of fun and a lot of laughs.
Well, so as one of the main organizers of this thing, do you get a chance to golf, or do you just kind of go from hole to hole and just kind of schmooze and just see how things are going?
No, actually, Ken Pate, one of the other guys who actually belongs to Red Tail and does that, he kind of does that stuff. I do get to golf, so I go out there and have fun and enjoy it and relax. So I can't say enough for Ken, who really puts a lot of effort into it.
Okay, well, at least you get to golf and enjoy the event a little bit. Sounds like it's going to be awesome. You mentioned there's a lot of cool stuff going on outside of actual golf itself, so I'm sure you guys will have an absolute blast down there tomorrow. Outside of the actual golf outing itself, what other kinds of events do you guys have coming up over the next couple of months in the area?
Well, usually what we do is in November we have a LCR tournament that we do out in Broadview Heights. That's, like I said, that's usually the second weekend in November, and we just have a great time. We have an LCR party, and you wouldn't believe how fun it is. You know, you come there, a lot of people get tables together, and what we do is we set up all these tables, and people, you know, are playing LCR, and then we whittle it down, and, you know, we pay, like, the top five people. And the excitement is just unbelievable. And, you know, that's how we raise money. So, we kind of try to think out the box a little bit, you know, and everybody loves it. So that we do a couple other fundraisers. I'm trying to think off the top of my head what else we have going. Well, that's about it for right now that I can think of.
Nice. And you mentioned earlier that you guys do have scholarships as well. What kinds of scholarships do you guys have available, and where does the funding for all that stuff come from?
It basically comes from the aluminum cans that we collect and some of the money that people donate to the organization. Some of our burn kids actually they apply for it, and we will give them scholarships if they're going to accredited school. We will give them money to go on to further, you know, education as far as after high school, college, and trade schools along that way. It's important for us, like I say, to keep them out of gangs. Keep them out of jail. You know, again, being inner city kids, most of them are, you know, inner city kids. So we're faced with a couple different issues. So we're doing good stuff.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, before we cut you loose, where can our listeners go to get more information on the organization itself? Not just the golf outing, not just the LCR outing also, but where can they go to get more information to find out more about what you guys do?
You can go to www.acbcohio.org, and or you can just Google aluminum ACBC Ohio. We'll come up there, and you can check out some great things. We have a great website, and we appreciate you putting us on the air.
Great stuff. Well, Mike, thank you very much for stopping by and giving us some of your time. Hopefully you get lots and lots of sunshine for that golf outing tomorrow, my friend.
Oh, it's going to be perfect. It's absolutely perfect. I looked at the weather, and we're actually getting ready to head out in a little bit here on the lake, and we'll have great weather for the golf outing tomorrow. So I'm sure we will.
Awesome. Good stuff. Thank you again, Mike.
Okay. Thank you, Bull.
All righty. That's Mike Mochin of Aluminum Cans for Burn Children joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We need to step aside and take a break. Matt and I return after this on AM 930 WEOL.
A California healthcare CEO is pushing issue 2, the deceptive ballot issue on prescription.